And welcome to The Hearing. I'm John.
And from Chicago's North Side, I am Scotto.
And without any further ado, onto this week's album, which is from 2012, Shields by Grizzly Bear. Grizzly Bear is an American rock band from Brooklyn, New York, formed in 2002. Their sound has been categorized as psychedelic pop, folk rock, and experimental. Shields is their fourth studio album. It was released on September 18th, 2012, by Warp Records, produced by Chris Taylor, and features Edward Drost on lead and backing vocals, Daniel Rosin on lead and backing vocals, guitars, pianos, synths, cello, the wheel, horn, and string arrangements. Everybody but the singer does a lot on this album. Chris Taylor on bass guitar, backing vocals, synths, saxophone, clarinet, bass clarinet, flutes, drum machine, the wheel, horn, and string arrangements. I could not find what the wheel is. Christopher Bear on drums, percussion, backing vocals, drum machine, lap steel, Wurlitzer, and synths, with additional musicians Tatum Greenblatt on trumpet and flugelhorn, Louis Schwadron on French horn, and Nat Baldwin on upright bass. Reminder, I don't edit any songs into our reviews for copyright reasons, but on our blog at johnscotto.com, you'll find links to Shields on Spotify and YouTube so you can follow along if you'd like. Track 1, Sleeping Ute, or maybe Ute, I don't know, maybe it's a riff on Sleeping Beauty.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. I just thought Ute as in the tribe,
yeah. Great opening riff on this one. Love the guitar tone. Love the sort of rolling rhythm it has. This one and another one remind me a lot of Jeff Buckley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Jeff Buckley going on here. It feels like it's all over the place when you first hear it.
Mm-hmm.
On repeated listens, it really comes together even more, though.
Great thundering drum fills. The engineer on this one deserves a Grammy just for the drum, just for the way the drums are recorded. Love the mix of electric and acoustic on this one, and the analog synths that come in, some great harmonies on verse 2. The quiet break kind of caught me off guard. Love all the Spanish guitar, and then that nice sudden stop.
It's a very Genesis-sounding song, actually, from the mid-70s.
Yeah.
There's, like, when it gets acoustic, you really feel like it's Wind and Weathering Steve Hackett. And I was like, wait a minute. Didn't the keyboards kind of remind me of Tony Banks, like, early, like kind of earlier before that?
I was thinking of a lot of other artists while listening to this one. Genesis, for some reason, never crossed my mind. Granted, you know them a lot better than I do.
But, oh, yeah, when I hear it, like, oh, fellow, you know, man, very nice. But, yeah, his voice is totally like Buckley in this one, too.
Mm-hmm. Track 2, Speak in Rounds. Great thundering bass and kick. Great groove. Love the distortion fading in and out. And just, like I said, a great drum sound. That's going to be a recurring compliment on this album. Love the timing changes. Great switch from electric to acoustic. Another great timing change going into the chorus. The wah guitar leading into verse 2 is a nice touch. And the horns were...
I have my notes.
And the horns were another great left turn.
All those little flourishes are so nice, especially against those giant drum sounds. And is that even a real bass that they that was? Because I mean, it's just...
There is upright bass credited on the album.
Oh, okay. So. That would make sense. Upright bass.
Track 3, Adelma. This is my pick for weakest. It's just a short soundscape. I like the opening, kind of atmospheric sound.
I was kind of like, oh, two tracks running together, and it was kind of like, eh, this, you know.
There's some nice high bell tones, but it's pretty skippable.
It is. It should have been a part of the track before it, honestly. Yeah. There's really no difference. I'm not going to pick it as weakest, though. I'll save that for something else.
I really just couldn't pick a weakest, so that was just the weakest by default. Track 4, yet again, great guitar tone, love all that reverb, great bass tone, like the groove, love the vocal melody, like how the guitars and the pianos are mixed, some great percussion hits in the verses and in the last verse.
It feels like this is where they get traditional, you know, like the first three are kind of like a bit more experimental in this. They really do a lot of the band Broken Bells. He sounds a lot like that. I'm trying to remember the guy from the Shins and Broken Bells.
I know singer. The Shins. I don't know Broken Bells.
Yeah. It's the singer of the Shins with Danger Mouse.
Oh, okay. Right. I remember that now.
The chorus really pops. Mm. And then I think maybe a little Radiohead in there too. Or a lot of Radiohead.
Love all the keyboards and harmonies in the chorus. At this point, I noticed that the songs, even though they're not short, were really flying by for me. Like, nothing was dragging.
Yeah, yeah. This one has a nice climactic ending, which is kind of rare for the album, honestly.
Yeah, great spell at the end. Some nice sci-fi synth chaos.
Yeah, it's very Radiohead. I was thinking maybe a little Yes, too, in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Track 5, The Hunt. Great mix of these broken-sounding pianos and acoustic guitars. Great drum sound. Love this screechy lead guitar sound. This one reminds me of Floyd for some reason, but I'm not sure why.
This one, I think they went a little overboard with the Radiohead. I'm picking this one for my weakest. It's not bad. It just doesn't really go anywhere for me. And I get it. They needed a ballad.
Yeah, yeah. Track 6, A Simple Answer. Great drum sound. Like the groove. Like the piano riff. Some great delay on the vocal. This reminds me of like a John Lennon solo track.
I have it exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I have in my notes too. It's very John Lennon. Goes on maybe a little too long though. Mm-hmm. I like it though, that like 4 to 5 minute mark, but disappointed didn't go anywhere beyond that.
Like the high synth in the chorus, some great harmonies in the second verse. Love the sparse first half of the bridge and then how the bridge builds.
So I feel like the middle of the album, it kind of, until it gets to those that fourth track, then it starts kind of getting like a little bit of a lag, and I'm kind of like, oh.
Track 7, What's Wrong? This is my pick for favorite. Like the groove on this one, nice. It's nice and moody. It's got this nice chaotic build. Love the sparse arrangement in the verses. Great vocal melody. Love how the chorus vocal overlaps the verse. Some great slide guitar. This is another one that reminds me a lot of Buckley. And I just love that sparse but tense break / outro.
I was kind of up with it until that outro. And the singing, I feel like he's sounding like Cream, you know? Mm-hmm. That high kind of delivery to it. And it feels like a departure from the rest of the album. And I'm really into it the first half. And then just when it kind of gets into that minimalist piano jazz again. And I'm kind of like, oh, man.
Love that part. But I also am a jazz fan.
And then it just kind of fades out a little too long.
Track 8, Gunshy. Good groove. This one's poppier than the rest of the album.
Yes.
The vocal melody reminded me a lot of McCartney.
I feel like it needed some picking up here anyway, though. So it's a pretty good place for it. Maybe I'd like it better if they... Maybe it's a track order thing, you know, to mix those three middle ones up a little bit more. This reminds me a lot of Phoenix and Broken Bells again. Like, even the changes in the guitar sound a lot like Broken Bells, though.
Like all those high synths and guitar parts in the verse, the guitar stabs in the first chorus and the vocal counterpoint in both choruses.
And that low popping bass that moves in around a minute and a half in. And I was like, whoa, I am back on board here.
Track 9, Half Gate. Love the dramatic strings and acoustic guitar in the beginning. The nice insistent groove and that contrast between this insistent fast groove and this slow vocal melody.
And the drums just fucking phenomenal in this one.
Nice, frail, slightly dirty guitar tone. Great drum part during the verse.
Yeah.
Love the chaotic chorus arrangement. For some reason, maybe it's the vocal. This one reminds me of Punch Brothers, even though the arrangement...
I can see that. Yeah.
...is completely different.
Yeah, it's in my top three of the album.
And finally, track 10, Sun in Your Eyes. Love the off-kilter piano riff in the verse.
I gotta go with this as my strongest, because... God damn, we got some genuine prog here. They don't use the word prog to describe these guys, but what is this, you know?
They're prog-ish. You know, I think experimental is a better word than prog for them.
This song is definitely like Spock's beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Prog.
Great verse melody, great build into the chorus. Love all the keyboard sounds in the chorus. Love the chaotic timing in the chorus as well. Reminds me a bit of Bowie.
Oh, yes. I was thinking Bowie used those exact same keyboards. I can't remember which song. It might have been like something off Hunky Dory.
Okay. Great harmonies in the second verse. Love all the space in the short break.
Yeah.
Like the change in instrumentation at the end, and there's this great build at the end. So do you recommend it?
I do. To me, it kind of felt a little like lagging in the middle, but I think the beginning and end are just really great.
I absolutely recommend it. I loved everything except for that little, atmospheric little soundscape. And even that was fine. It was short.
Yeah.
It just didn't really serve much of a purpose for me, but I loved everything else about it. That's it for Shields. Until next time, we'll be reviewing Anarchitecture by Skunk Anansie. Always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.